We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning at the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara said that we have an idea of Hetta Mitztaref L'Issa, which means something that's Mutter, can Mitztaref L'Issa to make a Shir Kezayis. We said a Mechlekes Rashi Tosfos, it has to be together, or you just eat it together. And where do we know Hetta Mitztaref L'Issa by Nazir? Because that's the only place we have Hetta Mitztaref L'Issa, and maybe also by Sa'ar, is, how do you know by Nazir? Because it's a Pasuk Mishras. Mishras means that I soak a piece of bread in the wine, and I eat the bread, I'm Chayiv. I didn't drink a Kezayis or a Revius wine. The Teretz is, I'm Chayiv because I ate the bread, and the bread is mitzaref l'issa. So Mishras teaches us hetta mitzaref l'issa. Great thing about Akasha. Behind Mishras lachid also, is Mishras telling us hetta mitzaref l'issa? We need it for this brisa, very important brisa. Look, the time went to the brisa. Mishras, the pasuk Mishras, which says that if a nazir soaks his bread and wine, he's chayiv, litein tam ke'iker. To teach us the halacha of tam ke'iker. Shem shara anovim b'mayim, if you soak grapes in water, and then the water gets a taste of grapes. Gives him tam yain, yichayiv. You are chayiv. A nozer is chayiv in this. And we learn from here the din of tam kikah. What does tam kikah mean? Tam kikah means, even though you don't have mamashos of the iser, you just have taste of the iser, it's called the iser. Now, one thing for sure, it's everyone agrees, all Rishonim Macharonim is, that it's not bottled. It's enough that's not bottled. Rashi even learns from a bigger chiddush of tam kikah, that tam kikah makes that even the heter turns into iser. Even the heter turns into iser. And he asks, what's the difference between tam kikah and heter mitztaref l'iser?
It's the first time.
The first idea is just that tam kikah means not bottle. You have a little neveh, because you can taste it. You can taste it, so it's nicker, so it's not bottle. That's the chiddush tam kikah. Even though it's not here, and maybe it's your bottle of a roiv, Terry says, if you taste it, it's not bottle. And it's also to eat it. Rashi takes it to a new level. If you eat a kezayis of this water, you're chayiv already. I didn't eat kezayis of wine of an oven. You didn't eat kezayis of an oven. No kezayis of water. You're still chayiv. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Masechus Chul also. That by tam kikir, heter mishapech l'iser. And that's Rashi's shita. Now, if you're going to ask me, so what's the difference heter mitztaref l'iser and tam kikir? What's the difference? They both sound very similar. Heter mitztaref and tam kikir. The chilek is like this. That it's Rashi's shita. Rashi learns heter mitztaref l'iser even works when it's not tamruva. It's not mixed. You just have two pieces next to each other. So there, as one mila is mamashos, but the kula is that even though, whatever we'll call it, even though they're not together, not taruv, is not mixed, it's still called that hetta mitztaref l'issa. Mashenkin, a tamkeke case is, it's not mamashos, but on the other hand, it's mixed together with everything, so that will be the case of tamkeke according to Rashi. Tosfos and other places learns that tamkeke just means that it's not bottle. Because he learns that hetem zarf l'issa is dafka b'taruvah. So he can't learn that's tam kikah. Tam kikah is a less of a level. Tam kikah just means that's not bottle. The taste is not bottle.
And you get the kezayis and taste.
What?
And you get the kezayis and taste. What's wrong?
You can't. You can't get a kezayis and taste. What? What? It's also. Yeah, you can't make a real chayiv for a shir unless you eat the whole thing. Unless you eat the whole thing, then they can be chayiv for a shir. Eat the whole entire thing, then it's not bottle. You eat the entire thing, and you eat it, it's going to be chayiv, basically. This more happened in Mashma like Rashi. Shem sharon of mamayim, yes, from tam yayin chayiv. Mekanat don l'chol tar kula. We learn from here, tam ke'ikar l'chol tar kula. We make a kava chayim. Uma nozir, she'en esuri isa oilom. Nozir is not something that's osir isa oilom. Why not? Because you give it a time. A nozir is usually stam nozir 30 days. I can give it any time I want. So a nozir is not isa isa oilom. That's number one. And also it's possible to matter the Isra of Naza. How? By going to a Chacham and be made for Yenada. And still, even though it has all those kulas, still also by Tam Ke'ikir, we still made Tam Ke'ikir, Kelayim. On the other hand, let's say an Isra called Kelayim, let's say that Isra. Shesuri Isra Olam, that Isra is forever. No way to matter it. V'suri Isra Hana, and that is Isra Hana. V'ain Hetel Isra, no way to matter the Isra. Ain't it, didn't she ask Tam Ke'ikir? So of course with Tam Ke'ikir, and the word in Arla Vishtaim, Arla also learned that, because Arla has two of these milas. What are the two milas of Arla? Arla, like Rashi learns, is Isser Ana, and also in Hetali Surah. In the 3 years, no way to matter those 3 years. But it's not Isser Olam, because after 3 years, it becomes Mutter. And the same thing you can learn
not
out of
this apple.
What?
Not this apple that was picked after 2 years.
Right, that can't get. That's Tosfos Kasha. That is Tosfos Kasha. Mama's your words. Look at the fourth line of Tosfos Kasha. Then pre Ainle Heter. So when Tam Perish, who had done Arla B'Shdayim, Hainu B'Shnas Arba'a, in the fourth year, there's Hetel Surah De P'diya L'Hov Yerushalayim. That's the Tosfos August Rashi. Tosfos asks you Kasha, and he answers that this pre doesn't have an Isser, but Rashi going with a tree. Rashi going with a tree. The tree has an Isser. Agaponim, you can learn that Arl of Ne'er, you can learn that Nevela also. Why? Nevela is better than Nazar also, because it's Arl, you can't mat the Nevela. So all Asurim and Tariq learn that Nazar, that you say Tam Ke'ikr. You say Tam Ke'ikr. I can ask me, so why don't learn that, let's say, Het Mustafa for this, and why don't learn from Nazar also? The Gemara will ask that Kash later on. Agaponim, we're learning now that the Gemara's Kash is that don't you need Mishras for the dinner of Tam Ke'ikr? And Tam Ke'ikr, this is the Makar for Kol Tarakula, that we have Tam Ke'ikr. We know when Tam Ke'ikr all Tarakula, we know it's from here. We have ever heard the expression Bitl B'Shishim, where does that come from? Why do you need Bitl B'Shishim? Because Tam Ke'ikr. Because I can taste it. I need Shishim, that tells me there's no Tam. The whole idea of Bitl B'Shishim comes from Tam Ke'ikr. So we need Mishras to teach us Tam Ke'ikr and Kol Tarakula. We see we learn Tam Ke'ikr by Nazir, and we learn out from there with a Kal V'Chaimer. So, how can you learn a mishras for hetem and starif leisim? And for the Gemara, Hamani Rabbani, this Bryce is Rabbanon, who don't hold of hetem and starif leisim. They argue in the whole idea of hetem and starif leisim. And Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Kiva, going to Rabbi Kiva, holds of hetem and starif leisim. Hey, Rabbi Kiva, where is this Rabbi Kiva situated that says hetem and starif leisim? Inleim Rabbi Kiva demestisim, is it Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah? In Nazir, the Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Nazir, Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Nazir Sheshora Pita V'Yayin, and Nazir soaked his bread in wine. Rabbi Kiva always holds, by the way, Kazayas of wine is Chayim, not Revius. Nazir Sheshora Pita V'Yayin, V'Yashpoy Latsarv Te Kazayas, and there's enough bread in there to Mesarv Te Kazayas, is Chayim. So you see, from Loshim, the Gemara was Daik, from Loshim Mitzarev, it sounds like Hetam Starv Listen. So the Gemara, no, my the pass v'yayin, dim v'yayin luchadei. Maybe really it's a kazayis of wine itself. V'chitem v'yayin luchadei my lememra. And loshon tsarif, you have to be matzi loshon tsarif lav dafka. And Tosis speaks out. Loshon tsarif osi shab b'klim tsarif ha'yayin ablu v'soichet. The tsarif, the wine is all one. That's all tsarif would mean. Maybe dim v'yayin luchadei. That's the sheer kazayis. Not with the pas, not including the bread in the shear. If that's the case, you're drinking a kazayis of wine. What's the chiddush? Hakamash blon the afagav, the taruva is even though it's mixed and maybe it would lose its shem yayin, still it's called wine. So this is not right. Hetam starf lisser. Agav for those that are learning Rashi and following along, the Rashi mem gimel obeys. That seems like that this is not a chiddush and it's a little shorter from this gemara. Look at the Dvar Shmuel that talks about that. Vagaponim. What we're learning over here is like this, that we're saying, which Rav Kiva holds Hetam Starav Lissa? Is the Mishnah in Nazir? No, it's not that Mishnah. Okay, that Mishnah maybe talking about a Kazayis wine itself. Ella, Rav Kiva the Braisa. So Rav Kiva of the Braisa. The Tanya looked at the Braisa. So Rav Kiva, he meant Nazir Shashara Pita B'Yayin. A Nazir soaked his bread in wine. V'ochel Kazayis mi pas umayayin, chayiv. V'yid a Kazayis mi pas and yayin, yichayiv. And that's Rav Kiva Shita Hetam Starav Lissa. Freik Rashi, maybe it's going for the Rabbana, that's Tam Ke'ikr. And Rashi Yishitasa holds, Tam Ke'ikr makes the Hetam and Starif Lissa also in a way, makes what's happened. So Rashi answers that the case over here was that the wine didn't spread around the whole pass. It was only on one side. And I ate part of the wine, part of the pass, and part of the part of bread didn't have any wine in it. So if you look at Tam Ke'ikr, the wine never reached there. There's no Tam in that pot. And still, Yechai, if that's a Raya like Rabbi Kiva, it's Hetam Starif Lissa, not Tam Ke'ikr, because the wine didn't reach it. We can read Rashi inside a little bit, right? Pli Rabbana Leha, the less the Hetam Starif Lissa, the Ilu Pasha Tayayim Bechala Pass, if the wine spread in the whole bread, Loi Hoya Pli Rabbana Leha, the Isluhu Tam Ke'ikr, Vis Avile Pass, Gufe Issa, and the Pass becomes also. Over Homia Pli Gerlaha, the time of Rakiva Shem Tzirifu, Vinamil Nishras, called Pass Beyayim, and Starif Rami Hetam Lissa Lachiyuva. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shita, Hetam Starif Lissa. And Rabban learned Mishras to Tam Ke'ikr.
But just because
it touches
one part,
what? Yeah, you eat a heter, a mamish something mutter legamri with a het with right no shachta. Eat vas achas. Rashi learned that you eat a half a kazayis chalef, half a kazayis basar, a piece of steak from reserve cut together with the chalef together in one mouth. Then it's good. Then it finish your chayev, even though it's not no taruvas. It's not taruvas. It was not taruvas. Yeah, okay. Zog to Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Kiva, Tam Ke'ikr Menolei. Good. So we got this very clear, right? Mishras, according to Rabbanan, is Tam Ke'ikr, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Hetam Starif Lissa. Now, Rabbi Kiva has to hold Tam Ke'ikr, so where does he know Tam Ke'ikr from? Rabbi Kiva, Tam Ke'ikr Menolei. How does he know Tam Ke'ikr? The Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Kiva has to hold Tam Ke'ikr. So where do you know it from? Yoluf a Basav V'Chalav. Learn it out from Basav V'Chalav. Isn't Basav V'Chalav lav time of Amahu? If you look at a pizza, we'll tie it two ways now. But lav time ba'amu isn't basav chalav time ba'amu. V'aser hachinam miloishna. He also not. What does it mean basav chalav time ba'amu? You take a piece of steak and someone cooked it in milk, let's say. And now you look at the piece of steak, it's red and brown like you never saw. There's no white there to be seen. There's nothing there. All it is balua. It's absorbed in there completely. It's mamish tam keker. Still, it's basa v'chol. Where's basa v'chol? I don't see basa. I don't see any cheese here. It's not a cheeseburger. It's a piece of basa cooked in milk. I don't see any milk here. The loch is, it's called basa v'chol. Why tam keker? It's tam chol. That's one raya. And the other, that, but down that, some rishonim argue, oh, that's called be'en. Because my the milk is there, be'en. So the raya is the opposite way. Let's say you cook a piece of basar, you make a milk soup, a little hot chocolate, and you put a piece of basar in there. Then you remove the basar. You remove the basar. All you have is tam. That's basar v'chal of the raisa. So what do you see? You see that if you cook it, you see basar v'chal of the raisa. You see tam keker. So the Rav Akiva says, you know where I know tam keker from? I know from basar v'chal. Rav Akiva, tam keker from Nolei, you all have basar v'chal of that time, but it's not only tam, but also hachanam lo ishna. So what do Rabbanan do? Rabbanan need mishras, what do you have basar v'chal? Rabbanan, basar v'chal, like I mean, you're learning basar v'chal. Why? The chiddush. The whole idea of basar v'chal is a chiddush. Zok tomar my chiddush. Anything that's a chiddush, you can't learn out from there. So the whole idea of basar v'chal is a chiddush, you can't learn a tam keker from there either. What is the chiddush of basar v'chal? My chiddush. Ilay me the ha'iluchu day ba'iluchu day shari. You know what I say the chiddush is? It's the funniest thing. I have two things that are 100% mutter. I mix them together, becomes asar. How did that happen? That's a chiddush. So you think that's a chiddush? And put it together with Osir, that's not Shabbat Chiddush. Climb Nami. You have wool, you have linen, they're both mutter, you mix them together, it becomes Osir. That's not Shabbat Chiddush that. So what's the Chiddush of Basakhal? Ella, you know what the Chiddush is? The Torah Kula Yoima. You marinate a piece of meat in Cholov for an entire day. Bechalba. Shari. The loch is, when the Raisa, that piece of meat is mutter. You let it eat it, no problem. Mama's kosher Yoshev, when the Raisa. Balshalei b'shuli, always when you cook it, it becomes asr. Now it becomes asr, you're not allowed to cook it either. That's the chiddush of basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav is, you ask any person, you tell them, what do you mean? I soak it all day, it's not basar v'chalav, I cook it? That's the chiddush of basar v'chalav. That you have to be derech bishul asr taira. And not only that the bishul itself is asr. That's the chiddush of basar v'chalav. So therefore, Rabbi Aaron say, I can't learn out tamkik of basar v'chalav. It's a chiddush. So the Gemara, so what does Rav Akiva do now? Rav Akiva Nami, Basar v'chal v'bad chiddush, it's a chiddush. Max Shver, has Rav Akiva learned time, had the mistarv list for Mishras, we need a time kicker. He can learn from Basar v'chal, Basar v'chal is a chiddush. So what's the makar for time kicker going to Rav Akiva? El yolif me'gulei nachrim. But you learn from gulei nachrim. What's gulei nachrim? Gulei nachrim means what we call kashering a keli. You buy a pot from a guy, the luck is you have to kasher. You buy silverware from a guy, you have to get a kasher. Why? What's wrong? I haven't seen the meat there. I haven't seen the veil here. Teretz is a blia. Oh, blia. Oh, tam kikah. You see, mom's first a pasuk, tam kikah. The gul nachrim is a pasuk in the Torah. It's a parish in the Torah, and parish is Matos. And you see that there's an isser of blia is in the Torah. It means tam kikah. Gul nachrim lab time ba'amul. It is his time, but asr hachinam lo ish nos. That's the rekivis makar of tam kikah. So why is Rabbanan? Now back to Rabbanan. Why is he need mishras? Learn from gul nachrim. Rabbanan gul nachrim nami chedeshu. It's a chiddush also. Why? They call noisy tam afkam mutter. Be'etzem, anything that doesn't taste good anymore is mutter. The mir nevela, we're from nevela. There has to be royu lekelev, royu leger. Has to be royu leger. And anything that's pogum, it doesn't taste good. It's royu leger. And so most of the time you get a pot that's a few days old. It's not good anymore. The absorbed taste. So and still you have to make agalam. So it's a chiddush. V'ha'cha also. So I can't learn up tam kikur from there. Rav Akiva says, no, it's not a chiddush there. Why? Because Rav Akiva bereid the Rav Huna, the Omar, le'osra Torah, the whole Issa Torah of Hagalah, when you have to take a Hagalah, is elav g'deri bas yoyim, only by a ben yoyimai. If it's from that day still has good taste. Hukach, la'am is tam v'gamu, it's not a tam v'gam. So what does Rabbanan do? Rabbanan says a chiddush. Rabbanan, k'deri bas yoyim, nami le'efshle, and pagam porto. Rabbanan say that the g'deri bas yoyim also is a little bit pogum. Like Rashi explains, because any taste that goes into the walls of a pot get a little nifgam, and they get a little bad, and therefore, and still you have to do agala, so that's a chiddush. And like Taisa speaks out, so it comes if you're Rabbanan, even in a bad yoyim you have to make agala. Because that's part of the chiddush. Even a pogum digger thing, you have to make agala. Taisa, the Masma Rabbanan speaks out, afilachi osa kosu became leka la flugi, mein bas yoyim le'en bas yoyim, v'kula asurim. So, Rabbanan said, I can't learn from Gula Nachim as a chiddush. The Rav Akiva says, no, it's not a chiddush, because it's only at that day, a ben yoyim. A ben yoyim has good taste. And therefore, you can learn out from tam kikah this. Let's just recap. According to Rav Akiva, Mishras comes from Hetam Starav Lissa. Why could I have tam kikah for Gula Nachim? Rabbanan say, no, I don't have any makar. Basar v'chal is a chiddush. Gula Nachim is a chiddush. I only have Mishras. Mishras is tam kikah, not Hetam Starav Lissa. Omele Rav Acha Breid Rav Avil Rav Ashi. I have a kasha for you. By Hetam Mastarav Lissa, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechim said, Rabbi Kiva Hetam Mastarav Lissa, right? We said, only Nazir has it, no one else. Why don't we learn how to Kavachayimer? Just like we made Kavachayimer for Tam Kikir, make Kavachayimer for Hetam Mastarav Lissa also. What's going on here? Omele Rav Acha Breid Rav Avil Rav Ashi, Mendar Abonon, Nishmal Rabbi Kiva, Mila Am Rabbonon. Didn't Rabbonon say Mishras in Tam Kikir? Mishras by Nazir teaches us Tam Kikir. Mekanata Don Lachala, Surah Shavit Torah. We learn out to Evi Isin of Torah. La Rabbi Kiva Navi, Mishras, La Hetam Mastarav Lissa. Mekana to dalach also with Tara Kula. One learned for Tara Kula. That is the iser of Hetam Starf Leser. Amalei, Emphati Gemara, Shum Dava Nozir Vechatos, Shtei Ksuvim Abom Keechot Ve'im Melamdin. We learn now, the reason is because there's Nozir, which has Hetam Starf Leser, and there's another case, Chatos, which we'll learn on tomorrow's blot, that it has a din Hetam Starf Leser, and the Shtei Ksuvim Abom Keechot, Mishnei Ksuvim Abom Keechot, that's why we don't learn out from Hetam Mastarav Leiser. And tomorrow we'll continue and wrap up the Gevaldige huge sugya of Tam Kikir.